comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Adults, please.
Adults, please.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yeah! Joined in the lovely Chester County tonight is delicious Fang Face, Raekyon, my bubble bath extraordinary, Danny Novak, Joe the fucking faggot front. And of course, Bam Margera, I'm Deco, woody, woody, woo.
Yes, we have some fan mail. Would you like me to read that, Bam?
Fan mail? What, via internet?
Oh, yes, that thing. That computer thing.
All right, only read it in the voice of what you think that they would sound like.
Alrighty.
And just power it out. So if it says, like, Mike, just be like, yo, this is Mike. And if your name is Shelly, just be like, hi, this is Shelly.
Sagabon.
I will follow up to this website, and I can have fun with the next season of your shows to air. I mean, I'm always on there, but it's just difficult, and I figured this would be a lot faster. Do you know when they will pull the new season on?
I don't know when they'll pull the new season on.
And by the way, thanks, Rob Cleveland, Ohio.
They may put it on at some time, but you should look up put. Is that what you put, pull?
Yes.
The new season of Viva La Bam comes on in March sometime. I think it's like the second or third week in March. I don't know, but it's, the first two episodes are so good. It's the two Europe episodes.
Ugh.
And, oh man, it was so much fun.
Make sure you watch for the Ides of March episode.
Franz, did you get some beautiful 16 on the...
All I can say is this. We a few years ago, we made a film called Haggard. It was a feature film. We shot more film on the Europe episode than we did in the movie Haggard.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Like, he's looking at him all pissed off, like, really?
How much of my fucking money did you waste?
Man's ready to fire people.
You're not wasting my money. You're wasting MTV's money.
But it isn't wasting it because it's good.
It's not wasting money. It's art, man. It's making the show into art.
How many rolls of film did you use?
We shot
Shut up.
30.
We're sitting here live with Novak Rake. Novak again, he's so dirty, you gotta say his name twice. He's got enough AIDS to build a baby out of it. Faggot Franz, well, Fresh Franz, we'll say, because he's so fresh and juicy.
Mm.
And of course, Bam and Deco.
Yeah, the funniest thing is, when we filmed this Europe thing, we stayed one block away from the Eiffel Tower, and Don Vito had no desire to go look at it. I'm like, dude, just walk and go look at it. He walked a half a block to a pizza place and tried to buy a slice of pizza with American dollars, and he was pissed because he was like, why wouldn't you want real money? You want play money. Like, you want play money? Like, he thought it, like, Euros was play money.
Vito had the most miserable time in Europe. He kept saying the whole time, and, like, at first we all thought it was a gag. He was dead serious.
He was serious, right?
He's like,
we should tear all this old shit down, build new.
It's like, you know, what's beautiful about this country is that, you know, this is architecture from the 14th, 15th, 1600s. There's original brickwork done. This stuff is
it's like original brickwork. It's coming down. The Eiffel Tower looks like a rundown Texas oil well. Who the hell would want to fly here to see that?
He thought the Leaning Tower of Pisa was the Leaning Tower of Pizza because he swore that there was a pizza parlor at the bottom of it. I'm not kidding.
That country, that city of Paris has survived so many wars and so many hard times and bombings. And
the
Nazis
Romans
took it over.
There.
And, yeah, the Romans were there. And, like, Don Vito said, oh, it should tear it down, build new. Everything here is too old, beat up. Like, dude, all right.
Yeah, they've South Philly.
So much for doing anything cultural, Vito.
All right, next question, homo.
Novak, I'll read it in place of the homo.
Hi, my name is Carrie. I'm from NJ, which is New Jersey, not the old. I'm 23 years old. I'm legal, Novak. I'm a big him fan, and I'm planning a trip to Finland this year. Although, my finances won't allow it. It might happen in the year after or the year after, or maybe never, but anyway... Is there any cool places to go that you can suggest?
Yes.
Thanks, Karen. Wait, thanks, Karen. Okay.
All right, Karen. If you're going to Finland,
yes.
Go straight to Helsinki, and I'll tell you where to go. First of all, you have to carry as less shit as possible because checking a bag in is for pussies, and you should, and you'll usually lose it because the airline always loses your fucking bag, or else it's my bag.
Oh, good, because I only have a purse. Okay.
And if you need socks, fucking buy some. And then two, take a taxi. It's only 30 euro, and stay at the Scandic Hotel in Helsinki because it's the greatest.
You know what? I scan dick, and then I find which one is appropriate. I suck a try. I suck a goddamn try. Go ahead, Ben.
All right, well, then fuck the scan dick. Then stay at Torty.
Torty? He tore the asshole out of me. Just let go back.
All right. Well, once you go to Torny, the lobby bar is called O'Malley's Bar, and the guy who does all the hymn songs, his name is T.T. Oxala. He mixes them, and he looks like Bilbo Baggins from,
yes.
From fucking, you know what I'm talking about. Dude, he looks exactly like him, and he just sits in this Irish bar all day long. I guarantee he's there right now drinking. And he orders a Mully Mutt, which is just...
Mully Mutt?
It's called a Mully Mutt, but in Finnish it means both. So he just walks in and goes, give me both. And both means Jameson mixed with beer. But he's always there, so...
But he gets his mail delivered there, too.
Yeah, he's such a local that he gets his mail delivered to the bar. He gets his mail delivered to a bar because he's
my idol.
Because he's there more than he's home, and he figures if he's going to get mail, he might as well read it while he's drinking.
Novak should get his mail delivered to a fucking men's room, so he's nice and fucking in there.
God damn.
So he got Bilbo Baggins drinking Boilermakers all day.
Like, all right, well, let me continue with this. So when you go there, there's a bar called Corona, which has pool tables, and there's another bar called Loose Bar. It's L-O-O-S-E, Loose Bar, but they say Loose Bar.
The boys at my university, I went to Bovine University, and they called me, shut up, okay. They called me Lucy, but it's really Karen, Loose Karen.
And then last but not least, there's a place called Lost and Found where Novak belongs. That's where all the rockers go. And it's a gay bar, believe it or not. It's like a half gay bar. Like, because you have to be 24 to get in there, and they like to dodge all the fans and stuff.
So rockers go there.
So they go there because you have to be 24 to get in. And I refused to go in there at
you
first.
Won't?
But once I went in, I realized how much fucking fun it was.
Gay bars are the funnest, man.
They are. I don't know why that they are, but...
You know why? Because you don't have to worry about squirming people with some bitch all night.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I think the girls show up not wanting to get hit on by all these fucking meatheads that show up at Tiki Bob's. They would rather go to a fucking gay bar because most of the guys in there are gay and they're not going to get hit on, and they could actually have a good time with their other girlfriend.
And guys can have fun talking to their friends and not having to worry about scoring with some bitch.
And gay guys keep the best girl company because, you know, gay guys don't want to be late. So they always have the hottest girlfriends in town, hands down.
Yo, gay guys will just... Like,
yeah. Thanks, Deco.
Go back
right in my face. It's not the first time right either, Deco.
Dude, seriously?
He's getting
like,
mad.
Here's a typical gay dude. Like, some foxy girl walk in the room and they'll just be like, those are the sexiest jeans with the perfect amount of flare at the bottom. They must be a size 32, aren't they, honey? And then they're just like, actually, they are 32, and I did get them at Abercrombie and Fitch.
Exactly.
And then other best friends.
Gay guys keep the best, hottest girls around them at all times. I love to have a gay guy as a friend because he always has 12 million hot girlfriends.
You are gay, Frank.
Yeah, you can take him in the men's room with you and feel right at home.
The price
find
is
your
right.
Lost and found used rubbers all over. Slap on an old one. Wear through that dry shit.
Dude,
I have school.
Work up with some pre-cum, Novak.
Look, I'm not going to let this get too dirty. I'll keep my mouth under control. So the other night, I have fast company in my room, right? I'm down to my last protection, right? So I'm taking care of business. I take the condom off. She starts orally performing on me. And then she's like, can you put it back in me? Whatever. I'm like, I don't have any more condoms. I have to go down on the floor and find the already used one and somehow, like, jimmy it back on me.
Yeah,
so bad.
You used an already used condom.
I swear to God.
I gotta know, when you took the condom off the first time, why did you take the condom off once you already had it on?
Because it wasn't working. And no, this is really why I forgot.
You lost your boner?
No. See, I said...
It wasn't working.
I said...
Did you lose
I said, can I do it anally? She said, yes. I said, well, then you don't care if I have this on anymore, do you? She's like, no. So then I start. She's like, it's the first time that I was like
Hep C by ass.
Okay, it's not the germs. It's just the baby. He doesn't want a fucking heroin baby.
That's
to go back.
I think he couldn't get it up, personally.
No,
you got a hat on. You put the rubber on the hat on. You realize it wasn't working out. It ended up on the floor. Admit it.
Hey, why would heroin Novak have any diseases? That's true. I tell girls like my background, and I don't know why they would ever sleep with me, man. I just don't get that.
No, you don't. You need a resume.
No, he's right there, man. Trying to put on a rubber after that came off.
Novak's background, like if you want his background, it's just drugs for and the past 7 years straight through.
Drugs and needles, and that's nothing safe. And so, ladies, why do you want me?
But actually, you. With 2 years clean, though.
Yeah, I have over 2 years now. I mean, I'm doing great now, but before...
But let's just get it out there that when he says clean, he means drug-free, not filthy cum stain, hepatitis, all of them, super AIDS-free.
Yeah, like, he actually had one broad that punched a hole in the wall the other night, like... Well, actually, it was about 3 weeks ago. But he was humping her, and there's a hole in my fucking wall.
Nice job, Novak.
I'll tell you what's sick, man. It's all about being secure in whatever you do. Even if I'm the biggest dirtball, if I'm secure in being a dirtball, girls love it.
It is kind of true. Girls like people who are just, like, positive, like psyched on what they do. Even if you're... What's, like, the worst job that you could possibly have? Think of one.
Garbage man.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I was going to get.
Let me hear you be confident being a garbage man. Like, all right. DiCamillo, you be the girl hitting on him and find out what he does, and let's see how confident he can say he's a garbage.
He's taking out my trash right now?
No.
You're the girl.
You're attracted to the way that he looks, but you want to find out what he does. Let's see how it works.
Okay, you're at a bar.
No. How about we're at the curb and he's picking up the trash?
Like, at that moment.
Okay. Novak's at my curb with the truck.
No, because I want to hear the fact that he's at a bar saying that he's a garbage.
Yeah, my friends with all you guys. Okay. Still my friends with you guys.
Yeah.
Do a little name drop. All right, cool.
You can name drop. All right. But you go up to the girl because you think that she's hot guy.
So DiCamillo, he's some hot guy at the bar. You see him.
And you think that he doesn't know it,
but you're about to find out he's the garbage.
Let's go.
Action.
God damn, love. Where the fuck have you been all my life?
You smell kind of weird.
I smell weird, babe. You lost your mind because I just got to have a fucking $240,000 purple Lamborghini parked via out front if you want to check it out. So weird and, by the way, I might smell weird because I fucking deliver trash. But if you don't come back with me, you'll miss the best time of your life because I will marry you in my casino in the backyard. And we're not taking a limo, we're riding four-wheelers there, babe. And I have my photographer right here.
Can I ask you something? What kind of job delivers trash?
Trash man.
Trash man takes the trash away. You're hot. I want you to take me away.
See, it works. If you're confident, it works.
Like, I might smell shit.
You just sold the deal right there. I deliver trash. We're going to fucking jerk off. I deliver trash, baby.
You don't even take it away. You just bring it.
That's where I am.
You're looking for it all day to bring it.
I'm trash so far, and I know I'm trash.
Well, you brought yourself here, and I believe your cop title. And I would like to go to a bathroom, his or hers. Can you tell me about the diseases you have in your dick?
Herpes, hepatitis C, AIDS, name babe, I got it.
Hold on
a second, I gotta pluck off a genital wart.
Oh, if I take a shower with you and share soaps, will I get wart?
Cool. Nah, babe, you can't get scabies from soap. here's my... Hey, Ben.
People with diseases are always claiming you can't get them. Like, oh my God, what's that? What's that big lump on your dick?
Don't worry about it, babe. The doctor said you can't get that. It's not contagious.
Oh, well, why are there open sores all over your penis?
Babe, it's cool. That's all clearing up. That's something else.
Novak tells girls his line is.
Girls believe that shit. They wake up with sores all over their mouths the next morning. They're like,
do I have herpes?
Babe, but maybe you have some zits or something. I gotta go.
Got so many shady situations.
Why do I have herpes on?
Babe, it must be a zit. I gotta go.
Novak tells girls, babe, I got AIDS so many times, I'm immune now.
I'm immune.
Babe, that'll clear up in about a month.
Oh, I'm having too much fun. I gotta play a rock song and take a piss break. Actually, this isn't a rock song. This is Bob Burnquist taught me how to do the loop. I fucking did the loop the other day.
Wait, I heard about that.
I'm the first street skater to ever pull the loop.
Dude, that's fucking amazing.
I'm number 13.
Number 13.
Only 13 skaters in the world have did the loop.
Wait a minute. 13 skaters have done the loop. You're the first street skater
to
this
ever do it.
What, an 18-foot loop?
Yes.
Jeez. Oh my God. Monumental fucking.
I got fucked up like in the process, but I'm like glad I made it. My knee has a bubble in it right now, and
you got it on video?
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
No, you front.
I'm just all beat up. But I did it in Phoenix just a week ago. But this song is to Bob Burnquist because this is his favorite band. It's called White Buffalo. It's actually one guy.
Cracker Buffalo.
White Buffalo. Listen, it's like country music, but it's awesome. Sort of. And I don't even know the track, but it's track 2. And this is Radio Fam Series 28 Faction.
Joe Franz, Fat Fool. Fat Fool Joe Franz.
So delicious. There's so many floaty condoms at the bottom. They rinse out. They're good to use again, Novak. We're sitting here live with Novak, Deco, Bam, Franz, and I am the course.
You wanted to say fatter fang.
I did.
But he held it in.
But I'm Rake. I don't say that shit. Wow. You know you're listening to Rake.
We heard it before.
We still have these emails to answer.
All right.
There's a few left.
Hello. Will there be any more movies made by you guys like Haggard? Which, by the way, was so hard to find. I'm Vanessa.
That's what Vanessa
sound like.
It's hard to find. You can find it at Best Buy.
Yeah, you can find it at...
Vanessa obviously didn't look too hard for Haggard, but thanks for watching. We appreciate it.
Actually, we are going to do sort of a movie like Haggard, but this time, instead of $400,000, we have $2 million.
Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Kiss a good man's ass.
Yeah, the movie's going to be called Kiss a Good Man's Ass, and we're going to film it right after we film the 5th season of Viva La Bam.
Cheers.
Which
for that.
Also involves Rake doing a spectacular finale where he gives himself a facial in the bathtub and then swims and spits out water like a French fountain.
You're bad.
Rake is the only person who actually takes baths.
You should tell about that.
I know, why? Why don't you just take a shower?
Rake, why do you take baths? It's disgusting. Your dad complains about
it whenever
I go over there.
Well, I'll tell you what. First off, I love to let the man's cum soak out of my ass and all over my skin. And then I blow bubbles. But the other reason is why, because there's things that go on in there. I beat off. I beat myself every week. I'm like a glorious victory every week. And I pound myself into submission, and then I say no, and then I say yes. I tease myself. Oh! And the reason I say woody woo is because when someone knocks on the door, I say woody woo, and then they giggle, and then I can.
It looks so gross.
He's coming
up
my
cum.
Okay, here's the real reasons, if you must know.
Don't
thank
lie.
You, Brandon, for being an asshole. I'm not going to fucking lie.
But what they are
so bad now.
Whoa, he's going to... Okay.
First of all...
I sit in the tub to enjoy a rub-a-dub-dub. I love to stroke my skin flute. I play myself a concerto. And then when I'm all done, I insert my fucking finger up my ass so far I can feel what I ate. Some cases it's pizza, some cases it's french fries, but it always satisfies. Other reasons are, I don't know, I mean, sitting in the bathtub, it feels so cleansing to me, I don't know.
Why am I laughing at this?
Rick, I want to know.
I want to know. Brandon bust on me.
Yo,
for like
Rick, when was the last time you got a shower, not a bath?
Oh
my God!
I want to know.
Okay,
no.
Rick, why does your father complain about it?
We're in Colorado. First, because he's a fucking asshole, and Brandon's hanging out with my family all the time while I'm gone, talking shit about me. So by the time I get home, my own family hates me, and I didn't even do anything wrong.
What do you say to his family?
Oh, dude,
do you think they like Brandon better?
Oh,
than
they like him so much better.
But why do you take a bath?
Okay, the reason I take a fucking bath is because of assholes like you. No one will leave me alone. It's my only half an hour to listen to the radio. No one can come in there, because if you come into the Rake bathroom,
you gotta see
and
mean.
I'm taking a bath, you're either a naked chick or you're a gay dude.
Or a galaxy.
Or you're D. Camilla with a full-blown 18-inch pizza throwing it into the bathtub.
No, that was
Rab. Which was the funniest thing ever.
Died. Rab just broke into the bathtub one time. It was Thursday night. I was almost clean. So, like,
dude, we didn't make one pizza.
Thursday, he was almost clean. He had been in the bath since Tuesday.
I was watching, like,
I was almost clean.
You got that last bit of soap to get out of your ear, and then next thing you know,
why soap in your ear?
Rab, come, dude, when I take a bath, believe me, I hang out with you guys.
That ain't soap.
When I need to do some personal maintenance, you know, you got it. It takes a little
Let
time.
Me tell you about Rake's bath. I lived with Rake before, right?
Here it comes, Rake.
Here it comes.
One time I took a bath in your shitty house that you fucking rented.
Tell us the truth, right?
God, okay. You took bath in other man's attic?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Silence, fool!
What's the house?
The house is the fucking Neal Street house.
Correct.
Right?
What's the address?
506 Neal Street. It's a glorious house. I fucking love it. But Rake... decide, well, he's going to go on this fucking precious business trip.
First time I ever took a bath. He goes
and takes a bath upstairs, right? He gets done his bath. The funk line around the outside is like, if you went to the Spectrum in Philadelphia and mopped a mop in the fucking stairwell and then spread it around the tub, that's what it looked like, right? No, that's not it. Rake leaves. I say, ew, that's gross. We'll give him a chance to clean it up. He flies to some business trip. He comes back. Next day, he comes back. Or 2 days later, the tub has still got water in it. It's all funked up from his long fucking...
No,
that's not all. He goes and takes another bath in it after he cleans it out, right? And he doesn't clean it very well. Then he leaves it and goes away for like a week to some fucking Gordon conference and fucking wherever.
Gordon.
Right? And that's not funny. Then he fucking comes back. I said, that's enough. I fucking clean the fucking tub. It's sparkling clean. And what do I do to the tub? I put a fucking padlock on the fucking bathtub so that
there's no way to fill the tub. Only shower water will come out. I put a lock around the knob so you can't pull it the fuck down.
How did you put a lock around?
Because there's a knob. You push the knob down, and it comes and fills the tub. You pull the knob up and put a lock around it, it stays the fuck up. Ray came in and was like, he went to take a bath. I stood at the bottom of the stairs and just watched. Straight up in the bathroom. He goes, that's not fucking bullshit. You know
it. You locked it, but I didn't sit there and whinge and whine over your faggy little...
No, I didn't say whinge and whine.
He's so mad right now.
I'm still pissed off at Brandon about that. Why do you think I don't
What did you hear? What did you hear, DiCamillo?
What did I hear? I did it. I locked the fucking tub, and this is what I heard. Okay. That's what I'm getting back to. Sorry. He was upstairs, and I watched him look around. The tub, there's a lock on it. I heard him, no, he was talking to himself.
And then, full of fucking shit.
Right? And that was it. And I fucking sat downstairs, I was like, I'll fucking show him. You're not gonna clean the tub? Because we had designated showers. Rake, showers downstairs.
Yeah, your fucking fat Italian Dave and a trickle devil's piss stream of water. It's like a tiny little stream of scalding hot water. It's like the devil pissing on you every morning before you wake up.
Why the devil's piss stream?
That separated fucking me and Rake segregated the bathrooms and he used the downstairs
what the Rake do
which was separate but equal and we used the upstairs which was
my asshole. I had to freaking
yeah your asshole
that
what?
Little devil's piss stream in a styrofoam cup and pour it on me.
Because he wouldn't clean the tub.
That's equal.
He wouldn't clean the tub. I don't want to shower and have
myself out of a fucking Dixie cup for a year.
You don't want to fucking have your feet soaking at the bottom of the shower with Rake's piss, hair, dirt, and cum stains from others all fucking soaking in your toes. And that's it. And then we locked the bathroom. I had to saw the lock off. It rusted so tight.
That was the climax of the story. You just hear him up. They go, I guess I can't.
Yeah, you could ruin it by saying that, Joe.
The one time, all they had to say was, dude, the tub didn't drain. There's shit around the rim. Just clean it the fuck up. But he doesn't say that. He's got to play his little fucking game.
Why should I need to say it?
He's got to play his little DiCamillo games because I didn't fucking see what happened.
How can you leave? That's like shitting in the toilet. And then there's shit balls laying in there.
But Deco, why couldn't you simply be like, Rake, I think your funk is gross on the tub?
Can I tell you why? Yeah, I love to play my Italian song. This is why I said why. Because he did it, I let it sit, I let the funk sit, he left, he came back to take a fucking bath, and saw it, and then fucking bolted out of town.
I didn't know it was me, it was a week later.
Who takes a bath? What man takes a bath?
No.
Not this man. I didn't take a bath.
I can't even believe
I would like to take a bath, but I can't take a bath because another man's tub.
But when you take a shower in that, and Dave's ass hair is floating up because the water doesn't drain out, how the fuck do I know that was me?
Hey, I had to deal with Gunner's crap upstairs.
You got your toe. Okay, we're done with it.
Guys live with Gunner and Ray.
And Buddy Bill.
And Buddy Bill.
Dude, you would go down in the basement of that place, just be dirty period condoms and just cum stains and poop stained Fruit of the Looms and everything in that basement. It was so disgusting.
Like war bandages.
Okay, I won't lie about that. Period filled condoms and shitty Fruit of the Looms.
Shit and piss stained Fruit of the Looms. It was the sickest thing I've
ever. Deco, introduce this next song, man. I need to take another piss break.
The Hives. I get the Hives just showering, thinking about it. Right. The Hives, a.k.a. The Idiot. Yes, of course. We are on the Serious Faction of 28. I think it should be Serious Faction 28, No. 28 Faction is what we're on, but it should be Faction 28. Get him!
A little hanky, D.O.
I'm gonna go kids. Holy Lord, Godfather. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banter. Turn it off. On Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, that was the Hives, a.k.a. the Idiot Novak. Oh, just the idiot. Joining with us on this fireside evening is the lovely bathable Ray Gowd.
Fucking asshole. I still hate you.
French finger Joe Franz. Mm-hmm. Of course, Biggie's Bam. And there's Novak. Boy, I hate him. Yeah, Stiko, whatever.
Read me some more emails, huh?
There's another email that just came in from the Ethernet. Here it is. Oh, Bam! I'd like to know how many seasons you're planning on making for Viva La Bam. I hate this one. All right, let's go to another. Infinity.
I was on the MTV's website and I could not find... Oh, we did that one, and now it's Jeff's turn.
Hello, Bam. I want to know where the Bam said, but it was so hard to find. I couldn't find it anywhere. Do you know where I could get one? Thank you,
get one what? Get
one. Let's see what.
I want a t-shirt of a Bam shirt, and I want none to know where to get one.
Dude, how come none of these fuckers who want to know where to find them don't look anywhere? Like, if you can't you find a Bam shirt?
You can go to any skate shop. You can go to PacSun at the mall. You can go to Zoomies. You can go to Hot Topic. You can go...
God forbid they
or you could just go online and
you
find
fresh fits.
God forbid they get on the internet and every there. Site
I can't
imagine.
Find a McDonald's. Where can I get a Big Mac?
I think it's their cue.
God, these people are idiots.
I think it's their cue to try to get him to send a free shirt because you can find him any fucking where. That's right.
Oh, really? Oh, you want a free shirt, kid?
Franz, I wish I want. Franz, I have stacks. You don't get it. I have fucking stacks of fan mail that just says, like, hey, I'm your greatest fan. Like, go on and send me a skateboard and a sweatshirt and whatnot. You can afford it. Like,
What about when we walked into Shooters?
Like, you want me to put a skateboard together for you and just send it in the mail? Like, dude, I have, like, 80 friends that have kids that, like, want a skateboard as well. Like,
yeah, we do our post-production at this place called Shooters, and there's this one dude who works there named Bob. And every fucking time I go in there, Bob stops and he goes, hey, Franz, listen, my kids are big fans. I want some swag. Are any skateboards laying around with Bam's autograph? Like... demanding it. Piles.
Like, not my house, Franz's house. Yeah. Franz just has random skateboards with autographs on it ready to give away to random strangers.
We go to Phoenix for the Tony Hawk Huck Jam. I'm outside smoking a cigarette at the restaurant where we're all eating. I get bombarded by, like, four mothers saying, I've been trying to find tickets anywhere. Could you, like, give me some tickets or sign me up?
No. This is an example of what people want, like, one from us. Listen, this is the phone calls I get now because of Deco.
Hi, my name's Ashley, and I have a little brother who's very obsessed with Bam and CKY. And he told me that he got this number from some kid online. And so, yeah, if you
can't
just
call
back,
my number is 714. No, don't you hate when they call you to talk to Bam? That was a piss man.
No, wait. How did they get that number?
Who cares?
Deco gives it away on the radio.
And they're never, ever.
Oh, my God, give me a call at 6104.
That's what makes me want to murder a bitch. I'm sitting in a bar, I'm kicking games to a bitch, and she's like, I'm like, God damn, you are the hottest girl in here. Oh, thank you, does Bam want to make out? Fuck, bitch, I'm telling you, how are you going to make out with him? I'm going to murder him at this point. Every fucking night it happens.
Now, this is the one thing I will say.
That's understandable, but why would you call it? We're very upset with you, so if you could send us some free merch. Like, what?
Is that what she said?
Why did she say
No, this girl... Now, this is why I'm going to give this kid kudos, and this is why I'm
kudos.
Going
to put this on. Kudos! Rick's giving him chocolate bars. That sucks.
Okay.
Kudo in his mouth if he'd give one back.
If you want someone like me or the Dream Star to do something for you, this is how you do it. The exact same way this kid did. Did he call me up? Little annoying whiny voice? No. He got his sister to do it.
Right, that's the most sensible thing I ever heard you say.
That's the smartest thing any kid can do.
But the thing is, I would get kind of pissed off if somebody left a message on my shit being like, hey, what's up, this is so-and-so, and I know this is your phone number, but I'm trying to get a hold of Bam, because it's just like, what?
I'm telling you, every bitch you came to, they just basically ended by saying, is Bam here? And I mean, I've been putting work in for hours. And they want to meet you. I'm ready to fucking murder and bury in the desert, man. I swear I cut.
You're going to bury me in the desert?
No, not you, her. I'm getting too rude.
What about me? You're going to bury me in the desert, you little faggot?
You saw
You saw me at Hooters the other night, man. Like, I'm getting too rude with these girls.
I don't really remember Hooters.
Well, yeah.
What did you say?
You're getting too used to the coos,
you know, the guy who you hired to babysit me while you were in Finland?
Yeah.
And when they don't ask about me, I get so offended that I just start screaming. Like, I insist they leave and tell them to get the fuck away from our table. Like,
I
gotta stop being so rude, man. I'm never gonna find a girlfriend or a wife this way.
Here's another
thing. Do you want a girlfriend or a wife, asshole?
So bad.
You say that right now till they start having pussy problems.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, you asshole. You say that now, but as soon as he goes to the bar and he has like 3 vodka and cranberries and some hot-ass girl with big titties is hitting on him, he would cheat on his girl in a heartbeat. Oh, you know, Novak's mouth has been stuffed full of strange coos for the past 6 months right now. I find it hard to believe that he's going to want to have a girlfriend.
I just want a quiet Monday night at the movies and a dinner with
a girl
that I love.
Shut the fuck up. You are a liar.
I swear to God, man.
Wait. You look at me right in the eyes and say that you want a serious girlfriend.
I really want a girlfriend.
He'll find you a girlfriend.
Why? So you can steal $6,000 from their boyfriends?
Stop. Seriously.
Swear to God.
You would cheat on her as soon as we went to Colorado or something.
Well, different area codes don't matter. But while I'm here...
It does matter to the girl.
Well, I'm here watching, like, you and Jen have a great night at home, and I'm just sitting off jerking by myself because you guys want to go to the bar. So
yeah,
I'm
but
not...
that's what you want on Monday. What happens on fucking Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just think it's what I want, but... I don't know. I might not. These guys are starting to change their mind already, but I think I will.
I'm changing your mind because when you have 3 vodka and cranberries at the goddamn bar, is all you do is try to kick game. And I think that you're just like someone that needs to wind up with a lot of girls rather than just one because you can never be faithful.
Novak, I'm writing you off. You don't know what the fuck you want out of life. Let's face it.
Easy killer.
I'm just trying to help you out, man.
You didn't help me at all. Okay, so, sorry, guys.
We're also going to play you a song about Raekyon. Fuck it, let's hear it now.
Yeah.
Man, I must say, this is my favorite freestyle that you've done about Raekyon. So this is Brand's freestyle.
No, man, don't play it.
Being Raekyon. Ah, and it's from Ottoman Recording Hell. There's only, like, fucking 4,000 copies out, and if you get one, you're lucky.
I hear that.
Yeah. Radio Bam's Use 20 Faction.
No, don't do it to me.
I love you.
Won't you won't watch me go? Watch me do this shit like you don't know. My name's Raekyon, and I'm here to get the cake open and on. Yo, it takes powder to make a cake, but all that powder went up my nose. I ain't faking shit. And I'm here to just tell you, Rake is a faggot and he burns in hell. Yo, whatever.
Yeah, yes, let Skeletor provide you with lines that you want to hear and let your mind relax.
Yeah, pirate?
Yar, yahar, yahar, ho, and swap my deck and give me the respect. Oh, whatever. Get me a squid and let me stab in that shit, kid. Where's the buried treasure? Where's my anal love? Where's the pleasure of a wooden club? Being slammed in, rake, jobs, fucking whatever. I don't give a shit. I'm on my vessel and I'm sailing yonder and you know the end of it. Cause the earth is yar har flat. Like rake on his back and whacked by a man 7 foot tall with a big fucking cock in rake's asshole. Yo ha ha, that's gross. Give me peanut butter on toast. I swear to God, I got Lincoln logs on my vessel. And I got a big testicle. Tickle my ass while I take a test. And I best hope you brought a vest. Ah!
Now back to Radio Bam thing.
On. How the fuck you say it? Is it serious?
Yeah.
On Sirius 28. Faction.
That was a worse rap.
That was the funniest rap I've ever heard.
Rake, you got creamed on that one, no offense.
Yeah, and you know that beat that I used there?
It was excellent.
Yeah, well, it was from this fucking asshole band called fucking, what's...
Rudy and Blitz?
No, the Blackstone Valley crew from, like, Vermont. And they sent me the CD hoping for me to, like, use it. So I fucking use it to help them out, and then I get a call from my fucking lawyer saying that they want money. I'm like... Assholes, you fucking dumbasses. I just made this for fun. I'm not, like, selling it to MTV or goddamn Paramount Pictures.
That's the problem.
That is the problem.
Anything you touch turns to millions.
Yeah, people send me shit saying, please use it, and then as soon as I use it, then they fucking want serious amounts of money.
Yo,
it's like, you
know
fucking
this?
Homos.
Did they
you know
want
this?
Serious 28
Someone
faction?
Get knocked the fuck out.
I got a prime example right now.
Blackstone Valley Crew, that's who that was, and I did them a favor because I sort of liked that beat, and I used it on Brandon, and... It hasn't even gone anywhere.
Now. But yeah, prime example. You know, you just did a music video for 69 Eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the babysitter you hired me, Oz, his roommate, Chase, gave you those surfboards to put in the fucking video. You know, the two surfboards and fucking shitty ass surfboards.
Yeah.
Chase asked Oz if he could get some kind of royalty for them being in the video.
What a fucking
pussy.
Who
the fuck's gonna pay money for two surfboards?
I can't even see him.
Like, fuck off, dipshit.
Dude, tell him to suck his own cock and fucking knock him out.
Franz, go knock him out. Drive over there.
Just so everyone knows how much money I get from this, I lose $33 every Monday because I buy the 4 6 packs of beer that we use to do this radio show.
Where the fuck did that come from?
That's how little money I have.
The whole show.
If you're trying to complain like Rake is, just give him a call, 6104.
Yeah.
7,000.
Bam's address is going to be on my next message, so if you want to stop by, give me a call.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. How did it end up like this?
I don't know.
Rake, sing that song.
Yo, Rake.
Yummy, I got cum in my tongue.
Hey, Rake, you should talk about the face show I gave you in Colorado.
Oh, my God, I heard about that.
Hey, Bam. Rake, can you tell about the face show I gave him in Colorado.
What's the thing?
Well, I broke his glasses with my naked ass and small cock.
Yo, Novak pressed his asshole against Rake.
Okay, from the beginning, Rake walks outside to smoke a cigarette. We got our whole crew here, plus a security guy who's hired to guard us wherever we go. And Ben's like, yo, get naked and fucking drop squat right on his face. Oh, game on for me, no hesitation.
You hesitated. You looked at me because I was like, what the hell are they going to do to me? And then I saw your gross, sick beanbag.
Rake's outside drinking a beer, smoking a cigarette. Everyone knows but Rake what's going to happen. The security guy and 8 of us, besides me, tackle Rake to the ground, hold him to the floor. Everything's pinned down. I completely am nude, sit on my face, rub my asshole and private cock on his face to break his glasses. This dipshit has to walk around with fucking taped up glasses all night. Someone walks up to me like, yo, who's you getting in a fight with? Not really a
everyone
fight. Novak's bare ass broke him.
But this is the part that he doesn't want people to know, and luckily it's on film so everyone will get to see it. Good. Hold my arms and legs down. All I have to defend myself is an empty beer bottle.
And
so
an empty mouth.
I see taint and butthole coming towards me, and I'm like, man, what am I going to do? So I'm thinking back. I've seen Shawshank Redemption. You know, I've seen American History X. I don't want that to happen to me, you know? So I was like, well, if he's going to put his ass in my face, he's going to get more than he bargained for. I get one hand free and start trying to fight this butthole back with an empty beer bottle. Now imagine a scene in a movie.
You got a bottle up your ass.
Imagine a scene in a movie where someone's trying to push a knife into your chest and you're trying to hold it back. That's me trying to push a bottle into his butt.
He shoved the bottle up Novak's ass, and Novak didn't even know.
Okay.
Around. He's like, dude, I had my whole bottle up your ass like an inch. He's like, I didn't even know.
Seriously. Yeah. He was so into what he was doing. He was trying to push down harder, the harder I pushed back with the bottle.
Yeah, how could you not feel it?
There was seriously an inch and a half of his bottle. Impy.
Novak, your ass is like an orchestra. There's a lot of instruments in there.
Including a skin flute.
Dude, we talked about this before, and Ray can talk about this one. Having a girl eat your ass. How disgusting is that when you're a guy?
Why are we talking about this?
Because assholes and beer bottles and stuff. Let's carry on.
Well, that's not disgusting. That's like soft.
You're talking about that story from Rick.
You got them all worked up.
Who is that girl?
Wait,
let's not mention her name, but you know, of all the asses there are to eat, I think that Rake Yawns is probably the worst you can get.
Cheers.
But he was all sweaty and big.
Oh,
God.
See, I already got fucking people calling my phone because you
ass.
Rake Swamp Ass.
You
want
to see who it is?
Yes, answer. Let's answer. Answer.
Speakerphone.
Speaker. Speaker.
Speakerphone. Let's talk to the bitch.
Hey, who is this? Hello?
You fuck up. I got a way to fuck it up, Rake.
This is your one fucking chance. You're live on the radio.
I just said
that dirty bitch.
Call back. Let's call her back.
You're calling a prank caller back.
Yeah, fuck yeah, you want to call me?
I'll call you
to fuck back.
Rake's going to show you.
Rake is so mad at DiCamillo and Novak right now. He's taking it all out in his call. It's great. Yeah.
Right, is it ringing? Here we go.
Fucking phone.
Why are you looking at it backwards?
Who is this?
What is this?
This is Rake Yawn. You're live on Sirius Radio right now, you cocksucker. Who gave you my phone number?
I was just listening to that show.
Were you?
Oh, dude.
Why'd you call me up? Don't listen to anything Brandon or these assholes ever have to say about me, because he's full of crap.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan, dude.
A fan of Rake or Bams?
Wow, I don't...
Yeah, see, you gave out my phone number, now you don't know what the fuck to say to these people.
Fine, Rake wants you to suck his dick. I don't want anyone to call him unless it's a lady.
Dude, this is your 15 minutes of fame, for God's sake. Redeem yourself.
This
say
is
something
the
funny.
Call that I'm going to pick up.
Wrap it up, you little hobo.
I'll call back. After this, the police are getting a phone number. So this is your one chance.
Police.
But it's not the real police. It's the
this is your one...
Hershey, PA.
What?
Yes, Rick!
When you came to TMI, that's like 5 minutes from my house.
Who cares?
What the fuck?
TMI is for a tough man in Rick's ass.
So are there any girls in the room at all?
No, not right now.
You hobo. You're a little hobo.
Yeah, it's killed me.
Rake would desire an ass eating.
See, this is all these motherfuckers.
Would you let Rake eat your ass?
No, sorry.
No, good answer.
See,
good
now
choice.
You realize what...
Is your mom hot?
No, she's hot.
Well, put that sweat on the phone.
Nah, I'm not into my mom.
I am.
Do you have any girls around?
Dream Salivas.
Will your mom have sex with
you? You're bamming everyone here. And after this, the police, I'm giving this phone number to the police, everyone who calls it.
Yeah, but the police already have it because they're the gay police. They come and stick their dicks at their nightclubs up Rake's ass.
Rake, you're not scared with that police talk.
Bam in the
background. I told you, fucking Bam. Prime example. Here. Anybody that ever talks to anyone else besides Bam always want to get to Bam.
Yes, Bam is here. Just I'm sick of fucking Bam. I see him every goddamn day.
Stop asking
say something
about
him.
Asshole.
Right here. Say something. Brandon's here too.
Ooh, yeah.
Boom. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
You showed him, Rake.
Here, say something to him.
You got your one chance to talk to him. He's got one chance to talk to Bam. Say it now.
Huge fan right here. Just bought one of your skateboards the other day, limited edition.
No, you didn't. Which one?
What's the graphics right now, quick?
1,615 or 2,500.
All right, but the dude knows what he's talking about. I'm drinking to you, my friend.
Sounds like a scientist now. That's a big string of numbers.
Why do you want to hang out with him now that you're both scientists?
Buddy? No, I'm not going to hang out with this guy now. But just,
you got all
just
nice
so
you guys know
that.
The shit that I got to get through on a daily basis because you run your fucking mouth over the radio.
Yeah, but you get limited edition front row seats to Rake's bathhouse.
I used to have to watch the Viva La season.
Awesome.
I just got that the other day.
Did you see the footage of Bam skating the 18-foot loop and making it? First street skater in the history of the world?
In the what?
I guess not.
Ray, stop kissing his ass. I mean, fucking front. Stop kissing his ass.
Sorry. Okay, sorry. I gotta go. But again, don't call this number again.
If you can, demand it.
I know, you idiot.
That's the problem. That's why people call me back. That's why. Don't fucking call me back.
Rake is the prime example of a guy who nices his way to nothing.
Man, I thought it was that chick.
Rake nices his way to nothing.
Rake's the prime example of a guy who just nices his way to nothing. That's why I end up jerking off dudes every night.
He nices his way to nothing like... Yeah, I just want to be friends. Like,
nice. That's cool, baby. I'm down with that. But, babe, I always want a friend in my life.
I got Glom calling me now.
Let's call him. No, he's TG.
Glom. Screen Time Glom.
Screen Time Glom. Why do you call him that? Your friends. Why do you call him Screen Time Glom?
Because he's a, well...
Franz knows when people are trying to jump.
Franz, why do you call him that?
I will say this. That Tim Glom comes on the show. He gives it his all. He's a big asset to the show.
Stop kissing ass.
Everybody loves him. However, he's always vying for screen time. If you've ever noticed, he tries so hard to get in on it, whatever it may be. And at one point, it was so bad that they had to tell him to chill out. Like, he was having this big conversation with Don Vito for one of the episodes, and like, you know, he would ask Don Vito a question, then run up to Don Vito and stand next to Don Vito while Don Vito delivered his answer, and run back to the original position. So, because there are three cameras going at once, and he tried to be on all three at once,
it was unedible.
So that when it's edited together, you have to understand that here's a one shot of Glom asking Don Vito a question.
We're going to be like, Glom
when Glom is standing with Don Vito. Like,
Glom has a twin brother. He has quintuplets.
Glom is at all places at once. He's like...
So how do people in Philly feel about him?
Well, I will say this, that Glom should have been one to accept his notoriety a little bit more graciously. For example, at the Slayer show... he had an announcement to make.
Slayer show where?
Well, for one of the episodes of Viva La Bam, Slayer came
best episode ever
here in Bam's backyard. Best episode ever. Now, here comes a bunch of, you know, we needed some hardcore rockers who weren't going to get too out of control, so we had a bunch of Philly heads come around, and, you know, it was a big privilege for them to be at the Slayer show. Glom had a little announcement to make. He stood up on the stage, and a couple people yelled, "Hey, Glom, Mr. MTV, Big Shot," just razzing him. Well, Glom just goes, "Oh yeah? F you guys! Let me tell you something!
What are you all doing with your lives? I'm on MTV. At least I made some of myself. What are you guys doing? You guys all working some shitty ass jobs at radio record stores. And let me tell you something. I work hard every day and get up in the morning.
Get up in the morning.
Who doesn't get up in the morning?
I come on the show and I build everything for the show. What are you guys doing?
Everybody from Philly's looking at each other like, oh my God, Glom certainly has a lot to prove.
What? Who wanted to beat him up?
Well, and then there's another story where
this is really bad.
He was talking shit to a friend of mine. My friend's in his band, Sugar Daddy, and he was talking shit on somebody's ex-girlfriend, and that very girl who he was talking shit on was unbeknownst right next to him at the bar.
Ooh.
And she fucking freaked out. She goes, I'm that horse like you're fucking talking about. Slaps him in the face.
Oh, God.
Dumps the fucking drink on his fucking head and comes at him fucking tooth and nail.
Glom was like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
So Glom, he truly didn't know that she was standing
there. He didn't know she was right there.
That
so is, not only does her fucking girlfriend want
to... It must have behooved him to feel
he
that.
He can't go to hardcore shows. He can't go to any bar in Philly right now.
He's dead? Are you
dancing,
serious?
And it sucks. Yeah, I've tried so hard to, like...
Weasel his way in?
He doesn't care, though, does he? Or did he say that he doesn't care?
He says he doesn't care.
But does he show up at the show?
Everybody in Philly wants to kick Glom's ass. Wouldn't you care?
Dude, if you're a marked man in South Philly, that fucking sucks. Well, I understand that because everybody in Baltimore wants to beat my ass, but I can give a fuck less. Because
you owe them all $12,000.
Yes, who cares?
Yeah, when they're dragging your naked nudie ass behind a freaking car for everyone to see, biker
dude,
style.
Dude, think of how bad they're going to want to fuck you up when they see you on MTV.
They see me on TV.
Because Novak lives at my house, so he's like, so he kind of has to be on the show. Even if I don't want him on the show, this pussy ass is always in the background. So now all the people that he owes $12,000 to are just going to be like, that motherfucker has $12,000 now, and he's not even fucking paying me. Dead. But I'll tell you drug dealers right now that he doesn't. He just lives at my house for free. That's all he gets out of
he
it.
Doesn't
He goes on the radio for free. He goes to the store for free. I still have to buy him cigarettes.
I have $4 to my name right now.
Yeah, we went to get six packs. How'd you get $4?
I had. Remember when Colorado? I was like, I have $6. I didn't know where it went from.
You saved it.
Bills ended up in my pocket.
Yeah.
I pulled that out when I got home. So I have $4 now.
You saved it.
So you have four left.
$4.
Would you buy a $2 pack of smokes?
I bought a burger at Wendy's today.
You fat fuck.
I know. I'm regretting it now. God. I'm trying to go for this heroin chic minus the heroin.
Yeah, good luck with it. Fucking Wendy's, you dope.
So I,
unbelievable.
That's all I ate today, though, so I'm doing good on my path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, I have a quick announcement, Rick. You should really appreciate this. I just directed this video for this band called All Else Failed by Abacus Recordings.
Is that a show you've been working on for years now?
No. That's a different movie.
That is bad luck.
Give it
to Franz. I've been working on this movie for 4 years
up,
now. Dude, Franz has been working on the Bad Luck 13 documentary for like 17 years now. You've been working on it before you even born.
All I have to say is www.badluck13movie.com. you can see the progress I'm not making.
Dude, what are you doing? Are you just jacking off every morning?
When I first started working on it, I was banging it out, and then all of a sudden I started working on this television show called Viva La Bam, and it became MTV's number one show, and I was so busy on that I never got a chance to finish it. But I am finishing it. We've been filming for it and getting a lot more interviews and everything.
Don't redeem yourself now.
Joe Franz, tickle me pink,
you must have had 2 hours to work on it today, didn't you? What'd you do today?
No. What'd you do today?
Let's see what he did today.
Surely.
What time did you wake up, little pussy?
Yeah, what did you do?
I woke up at 9, went to, did some stuff around the house, moved some furniture, went to Shooters, took care of the post-production and special effects on the 69 Eyes video, came back, set up my cable modem, called unemployment.
Well, I did the same thing.
Cooked some tacos, took care of some funny stuff.
Like, you're well overweight now.
Anyway, I made this video.
Apologize to the band that you didn't put 2 hours in today.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bad Luck 13. Don't kick my ass, Jag 13. So anyway, I made this video for this band called All Else Failed. The song is called To Whom It May Concern, and it's on full rotation on Headbangers Ball.
Nice.
Check it out or you're a pussy. It's my first music video on Headbangers Ball.
It's a
dream
come
true.
Shut the fuck up, Joe.
I just had to say
other bands, little
I don't like the guy that much, but he makes some good freaking heavy metal videos, man.
Oh, you're
hardcore metal.
Right, you shut up, too.
Nah, he does. He's brought me into those nightmare projects before.
Yo, how much did you pay Ray to just say that?
Well, I bought him the beer.
I knew there was $38.
What a liar.
No, what Dico bought it.
Wait, I thought Rake just bought it.
I bought half of it.
Can we talk about Rake at the airport?
Yes. Yes, dude. Let's talk about Rake at the airport. Let's talk about the airport. When Rake goes to the airport, he gets harassed so bad because he can find residue of butter all over his fucking carts, right?
Didn't you have weed in your pocket?
Let's talk about going to Iceland. Yes. When Rake went to Iceland, first off, they searched him forever. They put his fucking cards through a... Rake, your turn to fill it in.
You truly didn't know that you
okay.
had
Ion. I'm not going to corroborate anything of what they're saying, but what I will tell you is this. Whenever I go to an airport, I get Ion scanned everything. I have
Ion! Those of you who know how Rake looks knows that he could fit any kind of profile there is. Like, if you look at Rake, like, he could fit, like, militant terrorist.
Oh, my
in
God.
His ass? Marxist leftist. Communist sympathizer. Yeah. Whatever a cause there is to cause any kind of disruption on a flight, Raekwon fits that profile. Rake, go ahead.
The worst with Australia, they had a rubber glove and lube on two of those fingers.
Are you
serious? They're ready to go up and look. But everywhere I go now, I have to not only make sure, pre-search everything that I have just in case, but
you just have residue all over your shit.
Well, I have to wash myself. I spray all my luggage down.
He washes himself. What a job.
In Las Vegas, they did an ion scan on my bag, and the guy's like, "What did you have in here?" I'm like, "It's kind of old." He's like, "You should burn this." I think he's just throwing it out.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so anyway.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you.
Yo, it's time to go.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys next week, and so will all you four fags.
Well, Bam, what about me? Will you see me in my lovely tub?
I said four, you're included.
Oh, thank you, goddamn, thank you so much.
So I'm going to end it with one of my favorite songs. It's from him, and it's beautiful, the rock version, which is hard to find.
God, I wish I had that remix bathtub version.
And this is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Later.
Later.
You're so beautiful.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, everyone. It's 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.